What's up, Video Landers? I'm your host, Brad McBoom, and with me tonight is my co-host with the most,
Seth Fisher.
And real quick, before we get started, I want to remind everyone that you can find us on adventuresinvideoland.com or on our Facebook at Adventures in Videoland. We are critics with attitude, which means we are uncensored, so please proceed with caution. Also, spoiler alert, if you don't want any potential spoilers, pause the episode and come back later. All right, Seth, we are getting a live-action rated R movie based on The Last Ronin. Dude, I've been wanting to talk to you about this all week. What's your thoughts on this, man?
This is the Dark Knight of, or the Dark Knight Returns of the Ninja Turtles universe.
That's a good comparison.
Yeah, I'm just afraid of the tone a little bit, but just because it's so different than all the other incarnations of the Turtles that we've gotten so far. But at the same time, maybe that's a good thing.
Yeah, I will say not as good as Dark Knight, but solid comparison.
Yes.
I do get that vibe when I'm reading Last Ronin.
Mm-hmm.
But man, this came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah.
Were you expecting this announcement last week?
No, not at all.
Yeah, nice surprise. I was not expecting this. Yeah. I knew they were going to work on a video game.
Yes.
Which sounds great when you think about the story.
Yes.
You know, being this last turtle and going on this mission.
And you could play flashbacks and stuff
that's
like
fun,
that.
Right?
Yeah, it's super cool.
You just have to get those core mechanics down, and that sounds like a great game.
Yeah.
But I knew they were working on a game, but not a movie. So that kind of just blew me away.
And the fact, too, that they're live action.
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay, so
a lot of people wanted this to be animated. Yeah. What's your thoughts on that?
I don't know, with live action, do you want it to be CGI like a Bay Turtle, or do you want it to be a guy in a suit like the 90s? That is like, you know what I mean? That is a kind of that is a tough tightrope to walk.
Yeah,
yeah. So
because I'm not gonna lie, dude, I just thinking about this in live action, them pulling this off, this could be really cool.
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean the artwork and stuff like that. I mean, it is. This isn't your traditional turtle story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And to our listeners, you can read this announcement over at the Hollywood Reporter. They have the exclusive scoop. The article basically says Tyler Burton Smith, who co-wrote the upcoming action movie Boy Kills World, is writing the script. I think that comes out this weekend, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Are you excited for that?
It looks like something. I'm not sure. Yeah.
I have no expectations for that.
Yeah.
It looks like a violent Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me, too, of Hardcore Henry.
A little bit.
Yeah, or what was that one movie? It was Venom. It came out at the same time where the guy, he had the robot.
Yeah, yeah. What was that called? Was it Hardware?
Or something.
Hard-On?
Brad. but something like that. Uh-huh. Yeah, or Hardcore or something like that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but it kind of gave me that kind of vibe.
Yeah, I hope it's good. I think it comes out this weekend really soon. Also produced by Walter Hamada. It'll be rated R, and it's going to be live action. They also go into a little bit about the history of the Turtles franchise, from animation to the original movie, Michael Bay. They go into just a little bit of everything. And again, that's over at the Hollywood Reporter. So again, I'm very excited to see what this looks like on the big screen, aren't you?
Yes. I'm curious to see.
I'm geeking out on this announcement.
I want to know if they keep the kind of because this does still look like you're reading the Eastman and Laird stuff right now, those original books. This still looks like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Even
especially the flashbacks.
Yes. And have you ever seen what the original Ronin looked like? Did you know they went back and changed how he looked?
Uh-uh.
Yeah, he even looks he looks more like their original drawings.
Okay.
I'll bring it over sometime. I have an ash can of it, which is just like the first couple pages.
Okay.
And then they were like, we don't like this design. And then, then they made him look more like a traditional Ninja Turtle.
I will say, whatever I say about the story tonight, I'm looking at the comics now. We have them on the table.
Yeah.
Something they did get right, which is so important, is that design.
The look of the
check
turtle.
Check that out. That's issue one, last run. That's a cool design.
Yeah, he's in a traditional ninja garb, and then he's got all four of the turtles' weapons on his back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a great design. Mm-hmm. And I would probably say this is the most popular turtle story of all time. Wouldn't you agree? Even though it's a pretty recent comic.
Besides the original issue, I would say.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because,
this has outselled that by...
Those original issues were insane.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're, just doing gangbusters in the beginning. But
yeah.
Yes, that, like, the I wish that it would have kept up steam, because they did Last Ronin, and then they did Last Ronin Lost Years.
Yeah.
And now they're on Last Ronin 2. And I actually, I went and talked to the local comic shop and asked them about how sales were doing, and he was just like, nowhere near what the first one was.
Really?
So they shouldn't have done that little...
I got some numbers for
Lost
you.
Years. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Might impress you, because okay. Yeah, we're in, you know, fucking Podunk, Indiana. You
yeah.
know? But right now, they're selling... you know, hardcover editions over at fucking Target.
Yeah.
Something they weren't doing, you know, back in the day.
Definitely.
When they were doing the Mirage comics.
Yes.
You know, if you're buying a comic at Target, the comic must be doing pretty well, you know?
Yeah.
There's nerds like us who love the original Mirage comics, the City Fall or City at War stories, the IDW and yeah. the Mirage comics. Yeah. But
even the Archie comics.
Yeah, for your yeah. average Joe, though...
Mm-hmm.
I think they really connected with this story. I think it has a good hook to bring in readers, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Who? The death of the Ninja Turtles. I mean...
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That sells comics.
It does. It does.
I have friends that don't know jack shit about any of the Turtles comics, but they know about The Last Ronin. I was talking to my son yesterday, who doesn't read any comics, and he knew which turtle was The Last Ronin.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not going to spoil that tonight, but they... like, explain that cover there again.
So, you have the Ronin, and he's sitting. You can see, like, the rising sun in the background.
And, what weapons does he have?
But, I mean, he's got Michael...
Everybody's.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. He's got Michelangelo's nunchucks. He's got Raph's Sai. He has Leo's katana. He has Donatello's bow staff. I mean, he...
And you don't know who that last Ronin
exactly.
is.
Exactly. He's all kitted out. Yes.
So, yeah. My son did. My mm-hmm. son knew pretty much everything about this comic.
Yeah. And, he hasn't read it.
And he hasn't read it.
Yeah.
So it blows my mind. And then people that haven't read this comic are like, dude, Brad, when this announcement released, they're like, did you know they're coming out with a Last Ronin movie? How cool is that? I'm like, have you ever read Last Ronin?
Yeah.
And they're like, no, but it's going to be fucking amazing. I'm like, wow.
It's so got it some just, legs already.
Yeah, it has some legs.
Yeah.
And a reason that we really like it and really supported it at the beginning was because of that that original team coming back.
Yeah, I was going to say, the Toys That Made Us? Was
yep.
that the documentary that kind of brought them back together?
I believe
and got them
so.
Yeah, and got them kind of talking again, because Eastman and Laird, like, they...
Big falling out.
Yeah, they started out friends working, doing it, and then, like, they almost, like, the Turtles franchise kind of ping-ponged back and forth between them, and you can tell which one worked on
yeah.
what stuff. Like, so they, like, heavily inspired, like, different cartoons and stuff like that as it ping-ponged back and forth between them. But they came back together to supposedly do the story that they had written way back in the day and finished it
yeah,
out.
Yeah, that was a big selling point for me, just, mm-hmm. like, getting the gang back together
yeah,
to
yeah.
write one more book.
Who doesn't love a comeback story?
Yeah. I wonder if they're still cool with each other.
I think that, like...
Peter Laird probably came in, did his thing, and... You know,
yeah.
probably took back off. But
yeah, I think that, like, they're cool.
They're,
but
yeah,
I,
they're,
I
they're probably fine.
But I don't think that they're hanging out on the weekends.
Dude, that sucks, though,
yeah.
doesn't it? Like,
yeah.
to create something so cool like this together,
yeah.
and then just lose touch with
but
each
I,
other is
but
sad.
But I mean, if that thing drives you away,
yeah.
you know what I mean? That it kind of, you know, you're taking your original thing... grew so big, and then it's just no longer your thing anymore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just sad, too, because they created something that is so special and rare. You know, we've talked in the past that I think our favorite thing... Would you say your favorite thing is Star Wars? If you could pick one franchise and that's where you're living, is it Star Wars?
Probably Star Wars.
I think
Wars.
Mine, too.
Yeah, I think that, like, it's tough. Like, again, I really dig Spider-Man the older I get.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, and I do really appreciate, like, Tolkien's works as well as the older I get. But I think that, yeah, probably Star Wars still. Yeah.
Star Wars for me. But I tell you what, mm-hmm. Turtles is really close.
Yeah.
When you think Star Wars, you think of, like, you know, lightsaber and Jedi mind tricks. And that's like the peanut butter and jelly, right?
Yeah.
But so is Turtles in New York and in the
yeah.
80s and sewers
yeah.
and like
all of a
it's
sudden,
just such a great idea.
I don't know, does your brain every now and then just all of a sudden just like cut to this is what we do.
Oh, from that, yeah,
do,
from the,
do,
so the 90s
yeah.
movie
yeah.
was very foundational for me.
I gosh. I mean, that's in my top 10 favorite movies of all time.
Yeah.
Probably top 5 favorite movies, really. I should really go back and redo my top 10 for Videoland, but that's fine.
Yeah.
Like yeah, the
foundational.
Yes, it is. I think people sleep on that film.
Yeah.
That movie's great.
Yeah.
And then, yeah. Like, Pantheon film.
Yeah. So
yeah.
It's just, mm-hmm. it, when you really think about just how amazing, what a great idea that you know, that Turtles is.
Yeah, and then think of all the stuff that stemmed from Turtles.
Yeah. Can you imagine being Kevin Eastman and Peter Laird and just being there since day one, creating it?
Yeah.
And then just seeing how many versions, you know, that we've gotten, you know, up to today.
Yeah.
You know, Mutant Mayhem, the 80s version. Yeah. The Michael Bay stuff.
Yeah, you've got Rise of the TMNT. Yeah. You have 2000 Ninja Turtles. You have 1960 or 86 Turtles. I mean,
all the comics.
Yes.
IDW.
Yes, you got Archie versions of them. Wow. Like, it's just on and on and on.
Toys and merchandise.
2012 3D animation ones.
It would be so cool to just be a part of something like that.
Yeah.
You know, where you just see your creation just bloom.
Yes.
So, yeah, we have a shared love for the Turtles universe. Mm-hmm. But what's your thoughts on the story? Did you like Last Ronin? I think it has a great hook.
It's a little bleak. And I think that it gets caught a little bit too much in the flashbacks, mm-hmm. if that makes sense. Like, because you spend a lot of time in the past and not a ton of time in the present, in that, like, neo-New York. But, I mean, I like it. I think it's good. Again, when I was thumbing back through it, it is very similar to Dark Knight Returns. With, like,
it is. With
some of the locations and the way things kind of go down, and with, like, some of the fights and stuff like that.
Which is weird, because, like, Dark Knight Returns is, like, one of my favorite Batman comics.
Yeah.
Love it. I think with Turtles, it's not my favorite. I like it. I think it's because I'm more of an 80s, 90s gritty New York.
Yeah.
You know, where all four Turtles are alive.
Yeah.
Splinter's alive.
Yeah.
I prefer that over, like, a futuristic Blade Runner world where all the turtles are dead.
Yeah, and all the foot soldiers are robots and stuff like that, yeah.
But, great hook.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just a cool Elseworlds kind of story.
Oh, yeah, and that's the
whole
thing.
So I do like that.
This doesn't have to be connected to anything.
Yeah, when I'm thinking about it from that perspective as an Elseworlds, like, I have a ton of turtle stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's really kind of neat to have this... just this weird, dark story to the side.
Yeah.
But I think it was really smart of them to come back as a creative team and do one where all the turtles are dead except for one.
Yeah.
And then I do think that this has some really interesting beats in it. And we won't go into spoilers. You'll know what I'm talking about. Listeners won't. But there's a certain person in this that is mutated.
Yeah.
Their genes are mutated because of how long...
Overexposure.
Yeah, someone spent with the turtles. And I think that was a great idea.
Yeah.
And
then also using things from those original Eastman and Laird, because Honeydew.
Yeah.
That's the Fugitoid. Yeah. So, like, using that, and then, like, Baxter Stockman's in it.
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, using Shredder and Karai and these, like, original concepts. And then kind of just applying it to this, like,
I do think it gets a little full... You know, like, I think you could have took Baxter out. Like, Baxter's kind of...
I mean, he's like a
convolution.
He's just a...
Convolution. Kind of convolutes it a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, he's like a sub-boss, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, didn't hurt it for me.
Yeah.
But I think what does bring it down a little bit for me is the main villain I just didn't connect with.
Shredder's grandson isn't nearly as cool as Shredder himself.
At all.
Yeah.
Very generic. He comes off as the whiny... privileged brat.
Yeah, Diet Shredder. And then I don't think his suit's very cool.
No, especially at the end, yeah.
Yes.
Dude, that's something I would change.
Yeah.
How cool would it be if he came out in like his grandfather's garb? How cool would that be?
Or at least come out, because a silhouette, when you first see him, he has that silhouette, and then it's like he's wearing like nano armor.
Yeah.
And like, how cool would it be if like at least the nanites like shifted to look like Shredder for a moment and then shifted back or something, like when he was gonna fight or something? But yes, he should have been in the original Shredder gi.
That'd been so cool.
Yes.
So I do like it. It does get a little too convoluted for me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a fun multiverse Elseworlds.
Yeah.
You know, kind of story.
Yeah.
And actually I waited for about a year to read this. Did you read it when it came out?
Yeah, I was reading it
issue by issue.
Yeah.
I put it in my box. Do you know what kept me from reading this? It's really weird too, because we usually have conversations, and you know, off of cast, and I'm surprised we didn't have this conversation where we're like, Brad, you can go ahead and read these, because I thought it was tied to the IDW run.
Oh, okay. No, and it's really more like those original books, and it's only kind of loosely based on
that. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
And since I haven't read all of the IDW runs, I think I'm on volume 8 out of, like, 20?
It's a lot.
20 fucking volumes, right?
Yeah.
I didn't know if Last Ronin was going to make sense, so I bought them, put them in my box, and I didn't read them till recently, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, Yeah, the reason I bring that up, if we do have any listeners and you see this book at Target, you know, pick it up because it's not, you know, set or connected to the IDW or the Mirageverse. Like, it's its own universe called the Ronin-verse. So
yeah,
I think they can get caught up with two volumes right now.
Of what? Last Ronin?
Yeah, because you have Last Ronin. And then, if you want the full story.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, so the whole thing
the
is...
The Lost Years?
Like, yes, and the Lost Years really, like, it has kind of what April's doing, but then you're also, like, in flashbacks following what the Ronin was doing in his travels. So, if that makes sense. So, it's kind of like a in present with stuff going on, but then also, like, more flashbacks. Kind of like how this book is.
Yeah. I haven't read Lost Years. Is it worth picking up then?
I mean, do you want more backstory on it? That's the whole thing.
I got other stuff to read.
Exactly. So, that's the whole, like... Okay. And now they just started Last Ronin Revelations or whatever. Yeah. I think that's what it's called. Yeah. That, like, which...
Have you read that?
There's only one issue.
Yeah, have you read that first issue? So, I have the first issue. Yeah. And, again, we're not going to go into spoilers, but the Last Ronin ends in a place...
Well, I mean, we can say it. That's not a spoiler.
I guess not.
There's a second generation of Turtles.
Yeah, and I guess, like, do I give a shit about that?
Exactly.
Do you give a shit about that?
I don't know. I mean, I would be curious to know
where, I'm gonna give it a chance.
Yeah, what their idea is going forward. The whole thing, too, is I don't know how involved...
That's pretty bold and brave, too, right?
But if Eastman and Laird are doing it, that's the whole thing. Yeah. I don't think they were that involved in Lost Years. If I remember right. I think they just kind of were like, here, you can write the backstory.
Yeah, I have
it.
No idea.
I don't remember
but
seeing
bringing
their
names
in on it.
Four new Turtles,
yes.
You know, it's like, what kind of weapons do they have? What's their attitudes?
Yeah.
Because you can't really just copy and paste, right?
No, it doesn't work like that.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Yeah.
So I don't know if I give a shit.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give it a chance.
You do like the different versions of the Turtles, though, right?
Our Turtles?
Yeah, for sure. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you got the Mirage and the IDW and the Archie, and you have 1990s movie and 86. Like, so you like different versions of the Turtles already.
Yeah.
Maybe this, think of it as a different version
of the
Turtles.
Yeah, it's just weird. Like, if they came out with a new version of Vader, you know, for Star Wars.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like...
Or Kylo Ren.
Yeah. it's a new generation of Vader.
Yeah.
But it's still, it's a different kind of Vader.
Yeah.
Like, do you give a shit?
No,
it's like,
I
it's
gotcha.
Not Vader, you know?
I gotcha. But I mean, it does come out of something cool.
Yeah.
So maybe that could breed something neat as well.
Yeah. So we'll see. But did you see the numbers on Last Ronin 2? Because you said that Podunk, Indiana said it's not selling very well.
No, not as well.
But copies ordered? And I don't know how many copies
are actually
of Last
bought.
Ronin.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 140,000 copies of Last Ronin 2 have been ordered.
That's good. I hope. I don't know.
That's why Target is selling hardcover editions.
Yeah.
I went to Target today, and because I almost picked up Lost Years. They had Last Ronin.
Yeah.
And they had Lost Years. And I think that's it, dude.
Yeah.
Next to, I think that's the only comics they had on the shelf. Like, Last Run, if that tells you anything, right?
Yeah.
It was next to the Stranger Things cookbook.
Yeah.
You know, the Mandalorian cookbook.
Yeah.
And then you have the Last Ronin.
Graphic novel.
Yeah, graphic novel and hardcover, you know. So that shows you right there how popular these things are. You can buy it at Target.
Yeah.
So anyway, like the story, don't love the story. There are some fantastic moments, though. There's some generic moments, but like we've been talking about, some very bold moments.
Yes.
And
some of the deaths are wild.
Yeah, yeah. Definitely worth the read,
yeah.
I think, for sure. I don't know if it'll be your favorite,
yeah.
But that is why we are excited about a movie, because even though we don't love this, it's good.
I would be curious to see it lifted from this medium to another one.
Yes.
Yes, because I wonder...
I am very curious how they're going to adapt this.
Yeah.
Because, and minor spoilers, nothing crazy here, but our last turtle in the comics is kind of talking to his brothers like they're there.
Yeah.
And you see like spirit outlines of him.
Like
I think
force
it's his,
ghosts.
His way of kind of processing their
loss.
Deaths
yeah.
and living through the grief.
Yeah.
So in an adaptation... Do you have, like, these spirit beings, or do you just know that he's grieving?
Yeah.
Because I think that's what I would do, right?
I don't know. I was going to say...
What would you do there?
I almost would have him speak through flashbacks or something like that, or have him meditate.
Yeah.
And then have him, like, talk on the astral plane or something.
Kinda
like
kind of like in 90s Turtles.
Yes, in the first one.
90s Turtles, yeah.
Yeah.
That would actually be cool, because The other three turtles are with him throughout this whole story, yeah. just talking to him.
Yeah.
And I think that would get a little jarring after a while, mm-hmm. Come off a little weird.
Yeah.
And then there was some just, like, he looks cool, but I think, so, yeah, this isn't, this
not no, really I already said
Casey,
earlier.
So Casey Jones's daughter's in
Casey,
this.
Yeah
Casey also, Marie.
Yeah.
And.
She looks terrible. She looks like she's from Kick-Ass.
Very generic.
Yes. Don't you
feel? Yeah, no,
like,
for sure.
She looks just like she's from Kick-Ass.
For sure.
Yeah.
100%. And so I hope they change that up.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what would have been cool? Because she just wears like a black.
She should have been wearing this.
Dude.
A version of a hockey mask.
Yeah, I think she gets that in Last Ronin too. I saw an image of her like in something like that. Maybe she inherits her dad's
mask.
Real quick, too, while it's in my head, something else that was really neat about the story. Minor spoilers here, nothing crazy, but they talk about how our last turtle, there were some moments where he falls from very, you know, large buildings. And I'm like, oh,
high heights.
I know he's a turtle, but dude, this turtle's dead.
Yeah.
And he gets beat up pretty badly.
Yeah.
And you find out that the older that they get, that their mutation...
Continues on
and makes them a little bit stronger. Yeah. So they're never like Michael Bay.
Yeah.
You know, turtles.
He's just more durable.
Yeah, more durable. So it's almost like a little beefed up version of the 90s.
Well, he's no longer a teenager.
Yeah.
As he's grown.
And, yeah, because this story, Last Ronin, takes place... 20 years after the deaths of the characters that we know.
Yeah, and there had been a ceasefire between the turtles and the foot, and then something goes awry between them, and that's what starts this kind of, like, this war between them again. And so they were even...
That's going to be cool in the comic, too. Yeah,
exactly.
That was probably my favorite scene from the comic, where... Splinter and the other turtles get called to a battlefield for peace.
Yes.
An old cemetery, actually, I think is what it was.
Mm-hmm.
For peace talks.
In Japan.
Yeah, and that's pretty brutal.
It is.
That scene there. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
But do you think this deserves that R rating?
I mean, don't you remember how some of them die?
A lot of the scenes are kind of off page, aren't they?
I'm just pointing at one. Yeah. That one's rough. So I just feel like that...
Well, because, like, the majority of it, from what I remember, was, like, a lot of decapitating, foot soldier robots.
Yeah. And there's still some humans and stuff like that. And
yeah, at the very beginning, not so much. Most of the blood, I would say, comes from the flashbacks.
Yes, because that's still people. Because in the future, Shredder's grandson is using Baxter's, Baxter's created, like, robotic foot soldiers for him. Yeah.
I would say the bulk of the blood, though, is probably in that that fight scene, right? In that cemetery.
That one's brutal.
The peace session fight.
Yes, I was gonna say that one's brutal. I think that the
brutal ending's not too bad because he has the armor on.
Yes, and I was gonna say the battle too, where they are. The final stand.
Casey dies.
That's what I'm saying. We can say that, yes, that where Casey Jones is kind of final stand because he basically decides to 300 and give time. Yeah. That's brutal.
Yeah, I guess...
It could be A.
And I'm cool with it. I'm not bitching at all
about getting
an R rating.
Yeah,
I don't know if it necessarily calls for it right away. Like,
yeah.
There was some blood in it, but I wasn't like... So, guys, don't go into Last Ronin thinking that you're going to get like a hard R,
I think like...
Decapitations every page.
I think like R kind of like 300.
It'd be a light R.
Yeah, I think like 300, where it could be like stylized violence.
Yeah.
And stuff like that, where it's like, you know, kind of... what was that in Game of Thrones? Beautiful Death. Do you remember that artwork after every episode? Yeah, where it's not just like violent for the sake of violent.
Yeah.
But like...
So this is definitely mature.
No,
More mature.
Yes.
You know, just don't go into it thinking that it's, you know...
The 80s cartoon.
Yeah, exactly.
Cowabunga pizza!
Dude, there's no... Yeah, exactly. There's no... I don't even think there's a shot of a pizza.
No.
Which, that's kind of weird, wasn't it?
Where are you going to get a pizza?
At the end, you have some pizza.
Where are you going to get a pizza?
Casey Marie should have been eating pizza at the end.
Where are you going to get a pizza in Shredder-controlled New York?
Everything's fine at the end.
Oh, okay.
Actually, I think there's a small time skip where you can bring back a pizza joint.
Okay. You can at least have a pizza on a desk.
Yeah. So I am cool with the R rating.
Yeah.
You know, not bitching about it. I was just like, does it really need an R rating? But I'm cool with it.
Yeah.
So anyway, we are excited for this.
Yeah.
But my big question, and I think... probably yours too, is what's the turtle gonna look like?
Yeah, I know. I know. Do
you think they're going to put him, our last turtle, in a rubber suit? Is it going to be a man in a rubber suit?
I would kind of love that, but I understand if it isn't. Yeah.
There's a guy, and you know who I'm talking about.
He's on Instagram.
Yeah. Do you know his name?
No.
I think it's... while I'm talking, look it up, because I do want to give him a shout-out, if you can find him.
I hope I can.
While I'm talking, if you can't find his Instagram page, just look up Turtles Test Footage YouTube. But there's this guy who did some test footage of, and correct me if I'm wrong, Seth, Donatello and Leonardo.
Yeah, and he basically took the 90s, like, it looks like he animated the 90s action figures from NECA.
Okay.
They look really close
to it. I don't know his process, but yeah they look like... the turtles look like the 90s turtles.
Yes.
But it's CGI.
Yes.
I think his name is like John Likens.
I found him. Yeah, John Likens on YouTube.
I forget his name.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make sure we gave him a plug because his work is amazing.
It's incredible.
Dude, look at that. I would watch that fucking movie tomorrow.
I was going to say, yes, I don't know why this hasn't been done. Even if it looks CGI, but I would watch that.
No, that looks in a heartbeat. That looks great. And that's just some guy fucking around.
Yeah, I was going to say
give him studio money.
Yeah.
Look at that, man.
I was going to say that there's fire and there's foot soldiers like cornering Leonardo. And
guys, when Seth and I get nerd boners... Like, look up what we're talking about.
Because
we're not just like, oh my God, this is amazing just to talk. It is legit amazing.
This deserves high praise. Like, this is really, really cool. And I would watch this in a heartbeat.
Dude, his stuff is so good. I would take his design in the Last Ronin movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And did you know he did a Last Ronin test animation?
Oh, no, I did not.
Yeah. Let's see. Let me make sure this is him. Oh, no, this isn't him. I take that back. I'm sorry.
I doubt he'll be asked to help, you know, design the turtles.
Yeah.
But I think that would be so cool.
I agree, too.
When nerds get noticed. Like, bring him onto the production team.
Yes. That would be amazing.
Even if he's not the one in charge.
Yeah.
But just put him, you know, on the production team to help out with Last Ronin.
Yeah. His only two videos are the Leonardo test footage and the...
How long ago was that?
1 year ago was Donatello and 8 months ago was Leonardo.
Okay. You said he did a Last Ronin?
No, he is not involved.
Oh,
in that one.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
It just kept playing from YouTube. I apologize.
Okay. So that's bullshit then? There's no Last Ronin footage
of it? Not from him, but someone has made stuff.
Is it good or is it... Oh, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I don't like that design.
Okay.
It's a little bulkier.
Yeah.
Last Ronin, he does get, you know, he's bulkier, I think, than the 90s movies. But in the flashbacks, he looks, you know, like what you would expect from the 90s.
Yeah.
So maybe we can get like a hybrid there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm very curious to see what that design looks like.
Yeah, me too. Sorry, this guy has a website, so I was kind of looking at it and seeing what all... He just looks like he makes all kinds of different cool stuff.
Yeah, no, his design is money.
Oh, yeah.
And if this is going to be rated R, that, you know, it means it's going to be for older audiences.
Yes.
Us old fucks. You know, so give us men in rubber suits or John's designs.
Yeah.
Because I think that's what the older crowd wants. Yeah.
Well, I mean, in my mind, because I mean, excuse me, these look like those designs are the 90s versions.
Yeah.
They just have they have wrappings around their forearms and their shins and stuff like that to kind of modernize them a little bit.
I would be completely fine with that.
Yes. And in my mind, that's what the turtles look like.
Yeah.
Is that original 90s movie.
Yeah.
Is that
mine
my,
too.
Yep. That's my go-to. Is that that's what I see. So.
Yeah. That's the best design.
It is.
I'm not just going to say that because, you know, or we're not going to say that because we're just fanboys of the 90s movie.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
no.
Those suits hold up 25 years later. So why wouldn't you?
Yes.
Use that design.
Yes.
25. How long has it been? 25? 30 years?
1991.
And people are still like, look at those suits.
Yeah. No, it's impressive. I love show people that movie because this whole new generation doesn't really know about that movie.
Yeah.
And it's like, dude, those are guys in suits. Like, think about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This. So I think Last Ronin will live or die by that design.
How it looks. Yes. Well, I mean,
because you give me a shitty turtle design, I probably won't go see it.
Exactly. It's like, that's hashtag not my Ronin.
Slow pitch.
Yes.
You have one job.
Yes. Make one cool turtle.
Make one cool turtle.
Yeah.
That's all you gotta fucking do, numbnuts. Dude, what's your least favorite design?
I am not a huge fan of Mutant Mayhem. Do you remember that?
Okay.
On or not Mutant Mayhem.
I was gonna say, man, I love that design.
Sorry. I'm not a huge fan.
Rise.
of Rise of TMNT. Yeah. They look too different.
I literally hate that design.
Yeah.
On Netflix, right? Yeah.
Yeah. That it was Nickelodeon.
It's too crazy and sharp and
I just don't like that, like, Raph is, like, so much bigger than the other turtles and stuff like that. It's like, well, he's a snappy turle. I'm like, no, stop that. Yeah, they're all just turtles and they're brothers. Not that they're different types of turtles.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Just, I'm not super.
It's like
high
someone
on that.
Drew the turtles on acid or something. Man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Not again, a fan. Just trying to give them all personality, and I get what they were trying to do, but they made them too different. Yeah.
I think it's fun at the end of time when you look back at all the different designs that it's. You have this, like, smorgasbord of designs.
They have a Turtleverse.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
But it's my least favorite next to the Michael Bay turtles, man. Like, I get that they're mutated.
Yeah.
But what the fuck, man?
Yeah, no, I got you. Buck, Brad.
Man, like...
Buck.
Jesus Christ, it's like, you don't have to go full fucking mutant.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, don't you remember when they were going to be aliens? And the internet lost their minds?
I bet that. I don't remember that, but
yeah,
I lost my mind.
Yeah, Michael Bay was going to make them aliens. Jesus. Don't you remember that? And then they went back and changed it?
God. You know? I literally hate that design. I can't watch those movies.
Yeah?
I can't. Like, there's just something...
The second one's
it's,
okay.
It's just going too... Dude, is that the where they fight Shredder at the end?
Yeah.
On the,
no, that's the first
is
one.
Is that the first one? Like, yeah. I hate that fight. He just, like, Shredder looks like a can opener.
You know, he looks like Megatron. That's what he looks like.
Dude, he looks so shit. Like, that's not my Shredder.
No, man. No. Shredder is, I don't think you can do better, personally, than that first movie.
Yeah.
In Shredder, where he's just got the red ninja suit on, he's got the mask, and he has the staff with the two blades on the end. Simple, effective. So good.
Best way to judge a design
is
what version would you spend $300 on, you know, on the, what's the expensive toys called?
Oh, a hot toy?
Hot toy, yeah. Would you spend $300 on this hot toy? Which design would it be?
Yeah.
It would be the 90s Shredder.
Oh, yeah, done.
It would be the 90s Turtles.
Yes.
You know, and, but yeah, Michael Bay's, it's like, you ever seen the Hills Have Eyes? It's like the Hills Have Eyes fucked a turtle.
Gotcha.
It is too much, man. Yeah. It's like, they all never go full mutant.
Well, the whole thing is like, he made them so big, so then he's got to make the Shredder even bigger. And,
I know.
Imposing to them. And that's, like, again, it's a sliding scale where it's like, well, I made the turtles like this, so now I've got to make it something that can kill them.
Somebody out there probably loves that bullshit, too.
Oh, I'm sure.
More somebody... power to you. We're not going to try to shit on your,
You
know, what you like. But man, I just don't get it, man. That mutant, or not, I almost said mutant mayhem, Bay's mutant turtles are horrible. Positive spin, I really like the design for mutant mayhem.
Yeah, I think they're good.
Yeah, I really like that movie. It's not perfect. They did a couple things in that movie overall that just brought it down just a little bit.
Yeah.
But I really do like mutant mayhem, and I know you're really excited about
TV
the
show.
Series and Mutant Mayhem.
I think
too.
The animation looks great for the TV show. That they're like kind of, it still look it's hand drawn, but still kind of in that 3D animation. Yeah. It'll be good.
But great design, right, for the turtles?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's the big question though. What's these? What are these last Ronin turtles, or turtle?
Yeah.
Gonna look like.
What's the Ronin gonna look like?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm excited for this. Yeah. You're excited for this?
Oh heck yeah! I mean, in a perfect world, I'd rather see it animated. I'll be honest, rather than a live-action movie. But I think that live-action is going to get more butts and seats.
In a perfect world, I would like a sequel to the 90s movie.
Yes. I don't... That seems like that's just money laying on the table.
Oh, man.
Because, like, why wouldn't they just
bring... Halloween that shit, right? Because you know how Halloween...
Yes.
They retcon where you have one and two.
And then that's it.
And then that's it. And then you have the new Halloween movies.
Yeah,
just do that where we get...
I would just do one.
Would you do one? I think I might keep...
Well, but Shredder's dead.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's...
But you can bring him back as Super Shredder.
That's stupid. No, see, I don't like that.
So you know what? I wouldn't fight you on it.
Yeah.
I would probably keep Secret of the Ooze, but I wouldn't fight. Like, you could talk me... Seth, you could talk me out of it.
Yeah, get Vanilla Ice out of here.
You could... Ninja Rap!
Yeah.
But you could talk me out of it. But yeah, give me a sequel to that first movie.
Yes.
Men in Rubber Suits. Give me a...
Or CGI the... Because, I mean, you could do a lot with CGI in the dark and, like, low light. I mean, how that first movie was.
Yeah.
They weren't in the daylight very much. So, like, you could do that with CGI and make it look pretty convincing.
Dude, can you imagine a live-action version of Bebop and Rocksteady?
in that style.
Krang?
Yes.
Yeah, what are
those
characters?
Do you want that, though?
Yeah,
Do you want it to get that crazy?
I do, for a 90s sequel. I think that'd be so fun, just to see what those characters would look like.
Because you remember in Secret of the Ooze, that's what was going to happen, was the professor. He was going to be an Utron. Did you know that?
I didn't think I knew that.
They didn't have the budget, though, the professor.
Okay.
Yeah.
There was an image out not too long ago. I'm going to try to Google it real quick. If I don't find it, we'll move on. But it was Krang... and it was a 1990s movie. Let's see if I can find it. It was so cool. I was like, someone did a version of what he would look like in a 90s movie. And I loved it. Not seeing it right now. If I find it, I'll post it on Facebook. But it was really cool.
Yeah.
So I'm always going to wonder what that would look like.
Yeah.
But... yeah, give me that. Give me a 90s live action alien invasion in the gritty streets of like 90s New York with Bebop, Rocksteady, a sequel to the original movie.
Yeah.
You're right. I think that's just, even if you don't do all that, just give me a simple sequel.
Yeah.
That's money on the table, right?
I'm more into, rather than like doing like, you know, the mutants fight mutants. I like them just kind of fighting ninjas and shredding, personally.
No, I'm cool with that.
Keep it simple, yeah.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it just seems like that's money sitting on the table.
I know.
Especially since
now all of us are grown up.
Yeah.
And we have money, and we saw that when we were kids.
Do you think Last Ronin, since they're putting money into this, and then potentially maybe going into a Last Ronin 2 if this is successful, you know that's what they're going to do. Do you think this will probably block our 90s sequel that we want, because so much of the resources will be going into this.
Well, the other thought too is like, I'm curious because like this is going to be R, so like Deadpool. So are kids going to see it?
Yeah.
I guess
they have Mutant Mayhem adjacent to this, right?
For kids.
For kids.
Yeah.
So.
It's probably not going
to
happen.
Good time to be a Turtles fan though.
It's true. A little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah. So I'm cool with the live action Last Ronin. Mm-hmm. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what this movie looks like on the big screen, Turtles, Blade Runner-esque, movie.
Mm-hmm.
I can't wait to see how they adapt the story, you know, because there's some things in here. Like,
yeah, it's not super long either.
Yeah, no.
I think that you could easily, you know, make a 2-hour movie out of it.
Yeah, do you put the flashbacks in the middle? Do you move that to the beginning?
Like, yeah.
I am actually, one of the things I can't wait to see is how they adapt it.
Yeah, that would be really interesting. You take all the flashbacks and just shove them at the beginning and have a big prologue that shows everything.
Well, I love your idea, Seth, where instead of having the Turtles take up so much screen time as kind of like turtle spirits.
Yeah.
You know, talking to, and they're not spirits, guys. They're just, he's talking.
It's in his head.
It's in his head.
Yeah.
But if he's going to do that, I think the best way to adapt this for the big screen is some campfire scene or something. Or he's in his dojo.
Yeah.
And he's...
astral projecting himself.
Yeah, exactly.
And talking to their...
Yeah, he's just meditating.
Yeah.
On his brothers, you know, and what they would say to him. You know? I think that's how you adapt it.
And what would be cool, too, is he's got all their weapons, so he could, like, meditate on their weapons and talk to the certain brother and stuff like that. Yeah.
Do you cast... because I can't wait to see who they cast.
Yeah.
There's some really juicy casting.
Already?
No, not yet. I'm saying that potential casting.
Yeah.
You have Casey Jones's daughter.
Yeah.
Like, you know, that's a big part for somebody.
It's true.
Up and coming.
Yeah.
Who's gonna voice our last Ronin?
And let alone the other three turtles.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you go that far with it, right?
Yeah.
So, who's gonna voice Splinter?
Yeah.
Because if you do it right. I don't know if they're going to do this, but if you do it right, you could almost make this a multiverse Elseworlds sequel.
Yeah.
To the 90s movie.
Yeah.
Would you do that? So it's not a sequel to the 90s movie.
But you could use all their voices and stuff.
Yeah, bring them back.
Yeah.
For this. Would you do that? Because Judith Hogue, would you bring her back as an old? Because April O'Neil is
she's older.
Is in this story, and she's older.
Yeah. That'd be dope.
Beat up by the war.
Yeah.
You know, she's a really cool character, actually, in the comic. One of my favorite characters in the comic.
Yeah.
Would you bring back Judith Hogue?
If she'd be up for it, why not? That'd
Who
be
did
fun.
The voice of... Spoilers! I'm gonna
back up and cut.
That's fine. I'm gonna bleep that out.
Yeah.
So it'll be fun. Spoilers! We can't give that information out, Seth.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess we should probably move on from that, huh?
Yeah.
So we don't spoil
who the last Ronin could be.
I'm actually curious to see who they get to voice the last Ronin.
Yeah.
And do you bring back what's the name for Casey Jones?
Elias Koteas.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. He's old.
Yeah, he's
old. He'd be young in the flashbacks.
He'd be young in the flashbacks, yeah. But then you get into some de-aging bullshit.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
I don't want that.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it either.
Yeah, so yeah, I'm very...
Cast Chris Evans. He played Casey
Jones.
In the 2007 CGI movie.
Yeah. Hmm.
He's got that Brooklyn accent.
Yeah, so there's some really good... I can't wait to see who they cast for this, because that would be my second thing. One, what does the Turtles look like?
Yeah.
And two, what do they sound like?
Yeah.
Who are you casting as April O'Neil? Who are you casting as Casey Jones's
daughter?
Yeah. You know, so...
Shredder's grandson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you make this kind of like a 90s sequel?
I think you could, although I don't really like... That's where our turtles went. you know what I mean?
Yeah, you know what? Like, you're probably right.
It's kind of sad.
No, you're right.
Yeah.
Because that could really split the fan base.
Yeah.
Because you're like, man, our 90s turtles.
This is how they ended
bit
up.
It?
Yeah.
Dude, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, now that you say that, I didn't think about that.
Yeah.
Because when you tie that to my childhood, what happens to the turtles here? Because I think in my headspace, not thinking about it too much, when I'm thinking about it, right now, though, yeah, I don't want my turtles to die like that.
No, not like that.
In my headspace, those 90 turtles are still out there in New York, you know.
They're doing their thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beating up the foot.
Exactly.
So, yeah.
Mr. Feet.
Yeah, so anyway, I am excited for this. I can't wait to see what they do with it.
Yeah. Like you said at the top, Elseworlds.
Yeah.
This would be good.
I think other people should do this, too. Like, Marvel. Marvel is so about... connectivity, right?
I love the
connected universe. Like, don't get me wrong, but I love that DC this year is coming out with Joker 2.
Yeah.
You know?
The
Batman. It doesn't hurt your cinematic universe, and it's, you know, you don't have to give a lot of time trying to figure out everything and watch 1,000 TV shows and read 1,000 comics. You go to that one or two movies, you know, maybe a trilogy if you're lucky, and that story's wrapped up and done.
Yeah.
So I kind of like that we have this this one movie coming out called Last Ronin.
Yeah.
That we can kind of just put next to our other turtle stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, anyway, I'm excited, man. Anything else you want to add?
Cowabunga, baby.
Cowabunga, baby. All right, let's shut this mother down. Seth, where can Videoland find you?
You can find me on X and Instagram at Laird Geek, LairdGeek.
You've been listening to Criticism in its finest hour. Until next time, my good people.
T-U-R-T-L-E power. T-U-R-T-L-E power. T-U-R-T-L-E power.
Cowabunga! Bossa Nova?
Chevy Nova? Excellent! Gosh, that whole movie, I can quote it.